When we think about intimate relationships, we usually think about intimacy between two people, and it's pretty normal to find it challenging to allow others to see us as we truly are, faults and all. However, there's another type of intimacy that can be just as difficult for some, something called self-intimacy. This is about making time to reflect on who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. It also helps you reconnect with the person you are when you show up in relationships. Ever ask yourself the question, am I someone that I'd want to be with? If not, maybe you should. Making time for healthy solitude gives you space for honest self-assessment as well as self-acceptance, even for past choices you now wish you hadn't made. How do you make time to do something that others might consider self-indulgent? Well, one good habit that encourages healthy solitude is taking a daily reflective walk, whether you log 10,000 or a few hundred steps in your trek. Another opportunity is found at the beginning or end of your workday. Get to work a little early or stay a little late. Using this space for quiet self-reflection can help you identify the goals that are truly worth your pursuit. Creating a space for journaling also provides a dedicated opportunity to turn over the rocks and stones of daily life to see what's hidden underneath or building up within. As technology and the tasks of daily living grow increasingly intertwined, making time for healthy solitude becomes increasingly important for making sense of our place on this rapidly developing planet. I'm Suzanne Deggs-White, and that's my perspective.